Formal gave a gentle rumbling snore, as if he had fallen into a drunken slumber. Bloodapus kicked him scornfully.
Ha! Sleep on, mudbrain. You will soon wake for the last time. Very painfully, you see.
For such an ancient creature, the hedgehog was surprisingly strong and resolute. Formal watched through half-lidded eyes as she dragged each of his friends clear of the ledges and surrounding yews into the open. Skipper, being the biggest, was the most difficult. About midway between her den and a small stream, Bloodapus ceased hauling the otter by his rudder. Next came Peris. She was a lot easier to lug along. Formal's brain was racing as he saw her tugging Dwink along by his bushy tail. An idea came to him when he spotted Dwink's crutch, which had fallen at the foot of the sandstone ledge. He began crawling toward the slumped forms of his companions, muttering aloud drunkenly,
"Brr, I must find my friends. Where do they be? Must find them."
Bloodapus stood over him, sniggering.
"Well, you see, here's one I don't need to drag along. Come on, soil digger. Here's your friends, you see, over there. This way."
Prodding her victim with one paw, she carefully held up the hollow reed vial in the other. Formal crawled clumsily forward, stumbling over the shallow ledges as she goaded him on.
"Clumsy oaf! Not that way, over there, you say."
Formal gullob rolled over the final ledge, then lay flat on his stomach, hiding the crutch which he had grabbed under him. Closing his eyes, he snuffled and commenced snoring once more. This peeved the old hedgehog. Bending down, she cuffed the back of the mole's head.
"Don't ye go asleep on me. There's your friends over there, you see."
Knowing his life and the lives of others depended on him, Formal acted swiftly. Rolling over, he struck out with Dwink's window prop crutch. The blow landed hard and true, smashing the reed tube in the hedgehog's paw, splashing air with the deadly liquid. A few drops fell on his paw. The buzzing noise was beginning to fill the air as Formal scurried wildly to the stream and threw himself in. The screams of Bloodapus rose to an insane pitch as her bees descended upon her. Hundreds upon hundreds of the maddened insects attacked her savagely, diving, buzzing, stinging. Formal popped his head out of the water to take a breath.